बिहारी जय राधा मां कुंज बिहार जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बन चारी यमुना तीरा बन चारी यमुन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचारी स्तोत्र सचरी श्रृंखला भय श्रृणारविंद भक्ति विधान गोस्वामी महाराज श्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाल परमहंस परिव्राज गचारी स्तोत्र सचरी श्रृंखला भक्ति सिद्धांत सचि ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कान विभूति फाउंडर आचार्य सुभान कृष्ण प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत गौड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री दत्त ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। यमुना मई गंगा मई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। आवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर डिवाइन ग्रेस मोस्ट मर्सीफुल सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथ श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनमिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागना रघुनाथं इदं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णापादां सागना ललिता श्रीविशाखापितं च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपी काकांत श्रीराधाकांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यो पतितना पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर एवरीवन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम राम। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रदाय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्ति विदान स्वामी नाम नमस्ते सचुदेव गौरवाणि विचार हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की। डियर डिवोटीज ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू हियर इन द न्यू रमणेति धाम। टुडे कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 23 Indra offends Brihaspati. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narotvam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiriye. नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति निष्ठति। प्लीज रिपीट मघवन् द्विषत पश्य परक्षिणान् गुरु अतिक्रमात् संप्रति उपचित्तान् भूया काव्यम आराध्या भक्तिता अददिरन् निल्यनम् ममापि It's not there. Yeah, it's here. You don't have. Okay, so. Huh? It's there, huh? Yes, it has come. Somebody's controlling, huh? Who's controlling? Oh, okay. Have a good control. Mamapi Brigu Devata Magavandashita Pasha Prikshinan Guravati Kramad Samprati Upachittan Bhuya Kabhyam Aradhya Bhaktita Adadiran Nilayanam Mamapi Brigudevata Magavandashita Pasha Prakshinan Guravati Krama Samprati Upachitan Bhuya Kabhyam Aradhya Bhaktita Adri Adiran Nilayanam Mamapi Brigudevata Mataji's. भगवान ओ इंद्र दुष्टा योर एनिमीज पश्या जस्सी परीक्षिणान बीइंग वेरी वीक फॉर्मली गुरुवती क्रमाद बिकॉज ऑफ डिसरिस्पेक्टिंग देयर गुरु शुक्राचार्य संप्रति एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट उपाचेतान पावरफुल भूया अगेन काव्यम देयर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर शुक्राचार्य आराध्या वर्शिपिंग भक्तिता विद ग्रेट डिवोशन आदा देरन मे टेक अवे निलयनम द अबोड सत्यलोका माम माई अपी इवन भृगुदेवता हु आर नाउ स्ट्रांग डिवोटीज ऑफ शुक्राचार्य द डिसाइपल ऑफ भृगु Translation, please repeat. O Indra, your enemies, the demons, were extremely weak because of their disrespect towards Shukracharya. But since they have now worshipped Shukracharya with great devotion, they have again become powerful. By their devotion to Shukracharya, they have increased their strength so much that now they are even able to easily seize my abode from me. Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. Lord Brahma wanted to point out to the demigods that by the strength of the Guru, one can become most powerful within this world. And by the displeasure of the Guru, one can lose everything. This is confirmed by the song of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagatit topi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Although the demons are insignificant in comparison to Lord Brahma, because of the strength of their guru, they were so powerful that they could even seize Brahmaloka from Lord Brahma. We therefore pray to the spiritual master. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, very, very important point here made by Brahmaji to the demigods and Srila Prabhupada is making to all of us. This we must keep in our mind. Yasya prasadan, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadau, yasya prasadan nagatit topi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Devotees, about this Krishna consciousness movement is very, very unique, very special. Out of four sampradayas, the first one is Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Abhra Sampradaya, then Kumar Sampradaya, Shri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. They are all bona fide Sampradayas. But the Supreme Lord, Merciful Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose this Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya to appear. He appeared in this Sampradaya. So, Krishna consciousness, this Hare Krishna movement, is very special. What are the teachings in this moment? We have to be very, very careful, because Maya is very powerful. I'm sorry to say, many of our God brothers, stalwart devotees, though rendered so much service, they left. We feel very sorry for them. What was the reason why they left? They were such a good preacher, they rendered so much service, printed so many books. The reason was, they became disrespectful to their guru. This is what Prabhupada is pointing out here. And is, as it is pointed out by Brahmaji to the demigods, that demons have become so powerful simply by the mercy of their guru. First they have displeased their guru, now they have pleased their guru. They have worshipped their guru, Shukracharya. Actually, in our sampradaya, which is the bona fide sampradaya, very, very old, eternal sampradaya. In this sampradaya, humility is taught. Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the mood of Radharani, he was very respectful to his Gurudev. And even to the brother of his Gurudev, he respected so much. Ramchandra Puri, when he criticized Lord Chaitanya in the house of Sarvabhaumabhattacharya, I don't know, somebody else. He criticized, oh, this sannyasi eats so much. From the next day, Lord stopped eating. He started eating very little. He didn't say anything to the God brother of his guru. Ramchandra Puri was very critic. You know, he was a follower of Vedanta philosophy, Mayavad. He was neglected by his own Gurudev, Srila Madhavendra Puri. He didn't like him. So, but when he criticized, Lord Chaitanya didn't say anything. But all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya were horrified by, you know, this useless criticism by Ramchandra Puri to the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Srila Ishwari Puri was the spiritual master of Lord Gauranga. He was very respectful to him. Respected, even, you know, the God brother of his Gurudev. So these are the teachings coming from the top to the bottom. And what is taught? And Lord Gauranga himself, Apani Achari Prabhu Jivere Shikhai, by his own action is teaching us. He is very, very humble. Very, very humble. He is, you know, saying that Nama Nama Kari Bahuda Nira Sarva Shaktis Tatra Pitani Amita Smarane Nakalaha Eta Darshi Taba Kripa Bhagavan Mavapi Durdeva Midrasham Iha Jani Nanuraga. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings. And thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govind. In these transcendental names you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. Humility. O my Lord, out of kindness you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no traction for them. Lord Chaitanya is saying. 24 hours he will chant, but he's saying, I have no attraction for the holy name. This is the humility. All the great acharyas, our, you know, Rotam Thakur is very special acharyas in our movement. Very dear to Lord Chaitanya. And in his song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More Tuma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare. Humility. Real humility. Not a false humility. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Tara Mosam Patita Prabhu Na Pai Voara. Prabhupada used to describe this song beautifully. Rotam Thakur, a Mahabhagavad Vaishnava. He is saying, my Lord, you descended on this earth to deliver the fallen. But I want to tell you, I am the most fallen of all. Mosam Patita Prabhu Na Pai Voa. Was he fallen? No, he was pure devotee. So, anyone who is blessed by Mother Bhakti, whose heart has become totally free from all material desires, Anna Vilashita Shunnam, is very, very humble. He is very, very humble. You examine all the devotees. I have seen when, Srila Prabhupada's humility, I witnessed with my own eyes. Srila Prabhupada, he didn't found this movement from nowhere and it was accidental. No! It was all Krishna's plan. And he chose his pure devotee to fulfill his desire. This was the desire of Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithi viti accha yatra nagaradi gram sarvatra purchar hoi pamurana. See, Prabhupada has such a big position. He's a founder Charya of ISKCON. But you know how much humble he was? You won't imagine even. And in ISKCON, if I get any little position, I won't even look to others, you know. Oh, I have a big position. You know. This is all temporary. Why I am proud? I should not be proud of anything. If I am proud, immediately Maya will come and grab me. So what I witnessed in Prabhupada, it was about between 9:30 to 10 o'clock in the morning in Vrindavan, 1975, Mahamsa Swami that time, not Mahamsa, Paramhamsa. Paramhamsa Swami was Prabhupada's secretary, and I was trying to be Prabhupada's humble servant. And Paramhamsa Swami asked me that, check with Srila Prabhupada if you like to take guest this time. So I checked with Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, yes. So this man, he was a doctor, but now he has become a sadhu, saint in India. He was coming from a very rich family, Modi family, famous family in India. So he came and I am there and Srila Prabhupada sitting in his room. And I am also sitting there. So this doctor, so-called sannyasi, you can say whatever he was, asking so many stupid questions to Prabhupada. In a very stupid way. When we talk to such a exalted Vaishnava, we have to be very, very careful. Very careful. He was asking left-right question and Srila Prabhupada was answering, you know, one by one. And he finished his questions. Now after finishing his question, he said, Swamiji, is addressing Srila Prabhupada. Actually, I have read one of your Bhagavatam. And your beautiful purport, your presentation, I was very much impressed. So then I thought, let me go and see this Swami. I came to see you. And he also admitted, I didn't ask you a question in a very nice way. And Swamiji, you answered very nicely. I'm very satisfied by your beautiful answers. So Swamiji, I like to have the full set of your Bhagavatam. All the 12 cantos, please give me. I want to take now with me. I don't know, Prabhupada, either he was on 6th canto that time, 75, which canto he was. Prabhupada said, I haven't finished yet, whole Bhagavatam. When he said, I haven't finished the Bhagavatam, so this Swami was very morose, he became very unhappy. He looked at Prabhupada, this elderly person. How old was Prabhupada? 66? 75. How many years old he was that time? 79. At the age of 81, Prabhupada left. Yeah. 75, 76, 70, 81 he left. So, he looked at this, he is an elderly devotee. And he now folded his hand. He said, Swamiji, I have one request to you. Prabhupada said, what's that? My humble request to you is this, that before you leave this planet for the spiritual world, kindly finish all the 12 cantos. Because your Bhagavatams will be a greatest contribution to the mankind. The way you have presented, I cannot even believe. So beautiful presentation. Prabhupada's presentation is a presentation with love and devotion. Prabhupada's translation, touch of love is there. There may be a little bit here and there some grammatically mistake that has no meaning. Sometimes we try to correct Prabhupada. That's very wrong. We should not do that. There may be little. Prabhupada, because he's coming from great India, his language is Bengali. So we try to correct sometime Prabhupada. No, that's not our business. So when he says, Swamiji, finish all the 12 cantos before you leave to the spiritual world. So you know what Prabhupada said? true humility. I am witnessing and watching. Prabhupada said, okay, then you give me your blessings. This is Prabhupada. This is the true humility. This is true Vaishnava. You give me your blessings so that I can finish all the cantos of Bhagavatam. So these devotees, you know, they are very spiritual, they are very humble. Why we become proud of our position? Because we haven't made any advancement on the path of devotion. As I said yesterday, there is no emotion. Bhav is not there, I am very proud of my position. Doesn't matter who become proud, me, you, he, she, Maya will immediately come and grab him. Maya is very powerful. Very powerful. But if one is blessed by Mother Bhakti, he has a devotion for Krishna, and emotions are there, he will be very humble. Doesn't matter, he is sitting on a very, very high seat. Prabhupada's seat was very high. He's a founder acharya of ISKCON, and all the centers throughout the world belongs to him. Sometimes some says, you know, they say, oh, we help Prabhupada. You help Prabhupada. Prabhupada took your help. Prabhupada just made you instrument in the service of Krishna. So, humility. Here, you know, if we have the mercy of the spiritual master, then only we can have the mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadu. Without the mercy of spiritual master, we cannot make any advancement. First, the demons were offensive towards Shukracharya. They were weak. Then they worshipped Shukracharya with great devotion. And now Shukracharya blessed them. Shukracharya was also very powerful. A disciple of Bhrigu Muni. And they became so powerful. Now, in the translation, but Lord Brahmaji is saying, they have increased their strength so much that now they are even able to easily seize my word from me. Even Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, they are going to seize. They have become so powerful. So, Prabhupada is saying that by the mercy of spiritual master, one can do anything. One can become most powerful within this world. And by displeasure of the spiritual master, displeasure of the guru, one can lose everything. So this is the secret of success on the path of devotion. If I have become something, this, that, and it's all temporary. But the grace of spiritual master should be there with me all the way through. You know this other path, Vedant, this Gyan Marg, Vedanti, Vedant, Ve means without, Dant means teeth. Those who are without teeth, you know, they are called Vedant. You know this, they follow the knowledge. And in their sampradaya, there is no much importance is given to the spiritual master. They said that, Kaun Guru, Kaun Chela, Main Hoon Akela. I am alone. Who is Guru? Who is spiritual master? Who is disciple? I am alone. But in our sampradaya, even when, by the mercy of Prabhupada, the people go back home, back to Godhead, even we will serve Prabhupada there in the spiritual world. It's not that we will become one with our Guru. No, Guru is Guru and disciple is disciple all the time. These are our teachings. These are the Gaudiya Vaishnava teachings coming from, you know, eternal teachings revived again and again by different acharyas, by Lord Chaitanya, by Prabhupada. So Guru is always Guru. One should never be disrespectful to the spiritual master. Indra, he is a king of heaven. But that doesn't mean that he has become the Guru of his Guru. No, he is a disciple of his Guru. Brihaspati is his Gurudev. He disrespected him because so much material opulence and he is enjoying and seeing the dance of women, you know. So many heavenly women are dancing and he's lost, he didn't respect his Guru, he lost everything. Now demons have taken over everything. So if we are not cautious, if we are not careful, then Maya will come and grab. So devotees, we have to be very, very careful. By the mercy of Gurudev, I don't want that anybody should leave this moment. Those who have left, they should also come back. Join together. Nobody should go anywhere. Because we must stay under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is our savior. He will definitely save us. I have no doubt this thing. I have doubt only in my mind. My stupid mind may do this nonsense, that nonsense. But I have no doubt in the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. No doubt about his greatness. He is a great guru, Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, sent by Krishna. So, we behave in such a way, we become so nice. Those who have gone, they should all come back. They should all join hands together. Work for, you know, be instrumental actually. To spread this Krishna consciousness around and benefit it spiritually. Otherwise, what we are going to accomplish here? Nothing to accomplish in this material world. We didn't bring anything. We are not going to take anything with us. So, further Prabhupada is saying, although the demons are insignificant in comparison to Lord Brahma, because of the strength of their guru. Guru's strength is so powerful. They were so powerful that they could even seize Brahmaloka from Lord Brahma. We therefore pray to the spiritual master. You know one thing I want to share with all of you? Should I share? Two are saying yes, others saying no. Okay, if you say no, then why I will share? Should I? Prabhupada told me personally. It's a great secret. What he told me? He told me that we must pray to the predecessor acharyas. Told me specially. That they are our link to Krishna. We cannot link ourselves directly to Krishna. He told me that pray to all the predecessors acharya every day. He didn't say you just pray me and I am a great acharya. No, he said pray to the predecessor acharyas. We must pray. Starting from Srila Prabhupada, then Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Thakur Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Thakur Jagannath Das Babaji, then Srila Rupa, Srila Sanatana, Srila Raghunath Bhatt, Srila Raghunath Das, Srila Jeev, Srila Gopal Bhatt, Srivas Thakur, Gadadhar Thakur, Dvetacharya, Nityananda, Chaitanya, then eventually we can come to the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar. This is the process. Given by Krishna himself. It's not some concoction. No. It's not concoction. This process is given by Krishna. Tadvidhi pranipatena. What Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya upadakshanti iti jnanam jnaninastat darshina. And you know, Prabhupada has mentioned that anyone who wants to make advancement on this path of devotion, and he should think himself before the spiritual master that he is a fool number one. He's a fool number one. And if a disciple thinks, I know so much, then what he will learn? He knows already so much. You know. Once you think himself that he's a fool number one, then he will learn something. Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead. Most merciful, but he's so humble before his spiritual master, before the God brothers of his spiritual master. He won't accept any service from them. He's teaching us. Spiritual master is so great. Without the mercy of spiritual master, nobody can make any advancement. Sometimes we say, oh, we couldn't get the good spiritual master, this and that, and people become paranoid and very unhappy. But those who couldn't have good spiritual master, as their spiritual master fell down, nobody to be blamed for that. You know whom should we blame? To whom we should blame? Who can answer this question? Why ourselves? Anybody else? Whom should we blame? We should blame our karma. My bad karma. That's why I couldn't have good spiritual master. I also ended up with a quack in Vrindavan 43 years back. He was a quack. And he was, you know, what you call a sannyasi, big orator, speak big, big, and so many people will listen, you know. And I traveled with him. He was Mayavadi. So many people, and big name, and this and that. So when I stayed with him in his ashram in Vrindavan, so he had a girlfriend there. So he's a very pretender, rascal. So, if we don't get good spiritual mass, it's our karma. We didn't perform good karma. That's why we couldn't have a good spiritual mass. And when I saw this rascal, I said, my Lord, I pray to Krishna, please give me a good spiritual master. Give me a good Gurudev. I prayed. And Krishna arranged, I'm telling you, my meeting with Srila Prabhupada. Nobody preached me about ISKCON. Nobody gave me any book. I don't think any of you came without preaching or getting any book. I came. Nobody preached. Nobody gave me any book. But still I'm in ISKCON. Mysterious arrangement of Krishna. For me, he made this arrangement for me to meet Srila Prabhupada. And devotees won't let me see Srila Prabhupada, you know. I asked the devotee Tejas. Everybody knows Tejas. He was the president, my president, first president. Maybe everybody may not know, but you know. If you know, then everybody knows. You know, Hathi ke paon mein sab ka paon. Elephant steps somewhere in the day, everybody steps there. Elephant is a big. So Tejas, you know, when I saw Prabhupada, temple only, I didn't see Prabhupada. I just came to the temple. I said, I'd like to see Swamiji. I asked Tejas, who are you to see Swamiji? Even a Prime Minister of India cannot see him. No, he refused me. He was in Mayapur, I think, a couple of years back, and he was sitting there. I told this whole thing, you know, he was sitting there. But anyway, you know how I met Prabhupada? I ran away in his room. When I saw secretary was Sasaru Maharaj, and Prabhupada, secretary went down, and I just ran inside Prabhupada's room. Went inside, paid my obeisances. I said, Swamiji, looked at me. I want to surrender unto your lotus feet. Main aapka sevak banna chahta hoon. Maine ye kaha Prabhupada ko. I want to become your servant. He didn't say who you are, why you came in, who sent you in. He didn't say anything. He looked at me. He said, achhi baat hai. This is a good thing. But right now I am very tired. Speaking with me in Hindi, you see me later on. This is a brief first meeting. Then, little, you know, detailed meeting in Bombay. Long story, we don't have much time. I have to finish quick and I have to go, you know, run. So, in Bombay, one devotee introduced me with Srila Prabhupada. I veiled the opportunity. I said, Swamiji, can I give you massage tonight? I know how to give good massage. Prabhupada said, yes, yes, you can come. He didn't say no. We're so easily approachable, you know. I went and started giving massage. And Sasaru Maharaj was secretary and I was talking. Then he thought, I am disturbing Prabhupada. And from a door he said, shh. He thought I am disturbing. So I was quiet. But then he found out Prabhupada is asking a question. But then he said, no, I am not disturbing. But Prabhupada is also interested. Then conversation was going on. So I mentioned, I was so happy sitting at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada massaging his lotus feet. I said that, Swamiji, I have my horoscope done. And in my horoscope it is mentioned that I am a very fortunate person. Good start I have. You know what Prabhupada said? That's why you have come to me. It's true. You're fortunate. That's why you have come to me. So then other things were talking, you know. And he mentioned something about Nehru, you know. Nehru. And I passed some comments about Nehru. And Prabhupada told me something very weird about Nehru. Nehru was not a good guy. So Prabhupada said, oh, you are very intelligent. I said, Prabhupada, it's all your mercy. He said, what's your name? I said, Prabhupada, my name is Yogendra Kumar Sharma. He said, from today on, but you are never Yogendra Das. Practically first meeting initiation. I didn't ask for blessing. First meeting, this close meeting, you know. And then a few days later, Brahman initiation. I was, you know, sitting in the fire sacrifice. And I had a Brahmin thread on from my house, you know. We are so-called Brahmin. Is that right, Pushkar? Yeah, so-called. Yeah. I'm not saying you. I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about you. So, nothing means you are everything. So, I was sitting there, Brahmin thread on. So, one rascal temple commander is no more in the moment. Big rascal, Punjabi guy. He knows him that no, that is a devotee behind. You know Chaitya Guru? How was he? Big rascal. So he went and Prabhupada sitting on Vyasasana whispered. Pss, 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 pss. I immediately followed, understood what he is saying. He mentioned to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, he is not Brahman initiated, but he has Brahman thread on. Should I tell him to take off the Brahman thread? He's whispering in Prabhupada's ears. I'm sitting there, you know, fire sacrifice is going on. Prabhupada, no, he can keep it. So then this guy was, you know, down. Then the same day Prabhupada gave me the Brahman initiation. He sent Haridas. You know Haridas? Who is one arm? Yeah. He sent him to Gokal Navishkendra Das. Prabhupada gave me the Brahman initiation also. Then little later, Sannyas. Some Matajis were after me, you know, many Matajis. So one Mataji started sending letter. The Prabhupada sending back, we have problems in Africa. This, that. I said, Prabhupada, you know why this Mataji wants me to come here? So why? Because she wants to marry me, her daughter. Prabhupada said, which one? Elder one? Don't marry her. She's already married several times. I said, Prabhupada, no, it's a younger one. Okay, then get married. I said, Prabhupada, no. I am brahmachari now and I want to die as brahmachari, you know. Then Prabhupada said, take sannyas. So he gave sannyas. Actually, I was going to take sannyas in Mayapur 75. But then my big god brothers, they objected. Prabhupada, you're giving this boy sannyas? He doesn't know anything. He's very new to the movement. Prabhupada passed some comments. I think Prabhupada made a mistake here. Passing comments about me that I won't tell you. His secret comments, you know. He passed and he said, if you don't want me to give sannyas, I won't give. You know Bhagavad Das here? He knows. He knows. He can tell you these comments. Big mustache. He's the one who told me that was what Prabhupada said about you. So, what happened that now Mayapur festival finished, my big god brothers are gone to their zones, you know. Then we came to Bombay, nobody is there. Prabhupada is there. He said, now nobody is there, you take sannyas. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. So, devotees, Munkam karoti vachalam mangu langayate giram yat kripatam ham bande shri gurum deen tarinam. By the mercy of Guru, even a dumb man can become the greatest orator. And even a lame man can cross the mountains. As advised by Lord Brahma, one should remember this. Prabhupada saying, one should remember this. Why saying? One should remember this Shastric injunction if one desires success in his life. Very important point. Prabhupada, I repeat, one should remember this Shastric injunction if one desires success in his life. So what is success? I want to become millionaire? No, billionaire? No, Bill Gates? President? Every end of everything is zero. Success is, I become devotee of Krishna. Emotions are roused in my heart. I just think of Krishna all the time, 24 hours I'm thinking of Krishna. Anna vilashita shunnam. Jnana karma adinavritam. No need of knowledge. Anukullena Krishna nu shilnam bhakti ruttama. I perform favorable devotional service to Sri Krishna. So this is only possible by the mercy of our great spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. Without his mercy it's not possible. Thank you very much and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Devotees, we may take one question because we don't have time. Oh, yes, Pushkarji.
Huh? Delhi temple, somebody advised you to go there, or you long saw a sign, or what?
A long story, you know.
But you said you decided to go, no one told you.
Yeah. Yes. I have to tell now this later, because if I
make it short,
annoy Pushkar, then, you know, I will annoy everyone.
Summary,
okay. What happened? I had one friend in Seattle, Washington area. He was a professor there. He stayed with me in India, in our house. So he became a very close friend. He invited me to U.S. Actually, it's Krishna's arrangement. He said, you come to U.S. and you sell the khadi, kapda, import from India and sell there, and I will help you. So I was in the khadi shop, cotton shop in Delhi. So there, I was talking to the manager. He was showing me around. His office was first floor. Then he brought me down. So when he brought me down, so I saw two devotees buying some dhoti kurtas there. And they were in the pant and shirt, but they had long shikha. So I was simply impressed by the shikha. I said, he's a white guy, has a shikha. And what we Indians are doing, you know. So I gave up that khadi business and started following the devotees. The devotees were avoiding me, you know. I kept on following them. This way I ended up in the temple. You understand? And when I came to the temple, it's a long story. I'm trying to make it short. When I came to the temple, no, I don't want to go because Prabhupada is not there. I saw that it is my consciousness said, my inner feelings was that you're going to spend the rest of your life. My life is finished. It's gone now, you know. Whole life is gone. Now it's the fourth, what you call, 60. I have entered the 60 now. After 60, preparing for the next world now. So I felt this. You are going to spend the rest of your life here. So it's about 8:15 in the evening, something like that. We are sitting in the lawn of the temple, and this devotee is talking to me. At Krishna Range, one lady, she had a maid servant. And this lady, this maid servant brought this lady to the temple. It's a very nice Krishna's temple. And maid servant is a Christian girl. So she came, and while she was going for a darshan, she talked to me for a little bit. Then I told my background. Her husband was army officer, colonel in the army. Then we have some relatives, general in the army, so she knew them. So she became a little interested. And while she was going, this devotee asked me, where you are going to stay? I said, where I'm staying is very far. I don't have a taxi money to go, and there's no bus now this time. It means I want to stay in the temple. I don't want to go. So he said, let me go and ask president. Who was the president? Tejas. So he went, and this lady went inside, had a darshan. She came back, but this devotee hadn't come back yet. No. Krishna, see, is sitting in everyone's heart. She stood there for some time. She said, that devotee has come back. We want to check about you, where you're going to, whether they will let you stay in the temple. First time I'm meeting this lady. No, then later on he came and said, I'm sorry, temple president is saying we don't know who you are. We cannot let you stay here. No? Now this lady is worried for me. First time I'm meeting. She said, where you're going to go? I have no money, and it's very far, and it's okay, you know, I cannot keep you in my house because my husband is an army officer and drinks and eats meat. He's a rascal, you know, and I cannot keep you, but I will make arrangement for you. Our next door neighbor is one Indian Canadian, live in Canada, but he has made a big house. There is only caretaker, and I know the caretaker. I will talk to him. She called the caretaker, oh, here is my son, can you keep him with you? Caretaker said, okay, I have so much space. So he gave me one broken cart, you know. I lied down. I said, what time you get up in the morning? He was a follower of Saint Kabir. He said, get up 3. I said, wake me up also 3. So he will wake me up 3 o'clock. I take shower and go to the temple. They cannot stop me for Mangalarti, you know. Whole day I will go, do service, you know, clean the carpet. And then for 10 days I kept on doing this. They just saw, no, boy, looks serious, boy, you know. He said, now you can move to the temple. This is the way I came to the temple. Now you understand? Hare Krishna. Thank you, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada again and again. And all glories to all the devotees of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.